Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. It is Passion Sunday. The readings are from Cycle A.
Gethsemane, and he is sent to his disciples that he is going to pray. He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. He said to them, "I am deeply grieved even to death. Remain here and you will live." And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him.
"Father, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove the cup from me. Yet not what I want, but your
will." He came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
"Father, I'm asleep. But do not keep awake 1 hour. Keep awake and pray that he may not come into the son of the trial."
And again, he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more, he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Now, let us be going. See, I'm tired and happy."
Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one who kissed is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came up, he went up to Jesus at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them,
"Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as one of our bandits? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me."
All of them deserted him and fled. A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him. They left the linen cloth and ran off naked. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards, burning himself in the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death. But they found none. For any gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave false testimony against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands.'" But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" But he was silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
"I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying to him,
"Prophesy."
The guards also took him over and beat him. While Peter was in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter worrying himself, she stared at him and said, "You also were with Jesus, man of Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I do not know or understand what you're talking about." And he went out into the forecourt. Then a talk crowd seeing him, began to have to say to the bystanders, this man is one of them. But again, he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. But he began to curse and he swore out, I do not know this man you are talking about. At that moment, the pot broke for the second time. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And he broke down and wept. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They found Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Then the chief priest accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you. But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom he asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to deliver them according to his custom. And he answered them,
do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?
For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priest had handed him over. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas from them instead. Pilate spoke to them again.
Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?
They shouted back, crucify him. Pilate asked them,
why? What evil have you done?
But they shouted all the more, crucify him. So Pilate, willing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas from him. Then after flogging Jesus, handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led him in the courtyard of the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters. And they called together a whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him. Hail, King of the Jews. They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on. Then they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means a place less humble. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when he crucified him. The inscription on the charge against him read, the king.
sailors heard it, they said, "Listen, he's calling for Elijah." And so I read, "Fill the sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, give it to him to drink, saying, 'Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come with you again.'" And Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now then the centurion, who stood facing him, saw the way in which Jesus died. He said, "Truly, this man was God's son."
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.